Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The legal rights of suspected terrorists jailed at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, probably will not come up for Senate action until at least September. Senate Republican leader Bill Frist says Republicans are discussing options with Democrats and the Bush administration now that the Supreme Court ruled against secret military tribunals. Frist says there probably won't be action until after the August recess. The issue falls within the jurisdiction of any of several Senate committees, and members are trying to coordinate a response. Last month, the High Court tossed the decision back to Congress when it ruled that the Bush administration's trial concept defied both constitutional limits and international law. Lawmakers and congressional aides say the options now include specifically authorizing the administration's military tribunals or setting up a system similar to military courts-martial. Drugs are still a big money business in Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says he's concerned that could be helping pay for a Taliban comeback. Rumsfeld says the U.S. has intelligence indicating the Taliban is taking a share of drug profits in exchange for providing protection. The defense secretary says Europe and Russia account for much of the demand for the heroin and other narcotics out of Afghanistan, so he's urging them to do more to fight the problem. Kinky makes the ballot, but not grandma. Kinky, in this case, is Kinky Friedman, a singer who says he earned his nickname in the early 60s because of his curly hair. Grandma is Carol Keaton Strayhorn, the state controller, who calls herself one tough grandma. Both have been trying to get their nicknames on the November ballot, where they're running as independent candidates for governor. Today, Texas election officials came to a decision. Richard Kinky Friedman is how his name will appear. The reasoning is he's been known by the nickname for years. Strayhorn, though, will not get to use grandma because officials say she took it as a slogan rather than a nickname. Both Kinky and grandma each hoping to become the first independent governor in Texas since Sam Houston in 1859. The Senate Republican Committee today filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission against a Republican candidate they don't want, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, backing Senator Lincoln Chafee, liberal Republican. He has a better chance of winning in November in Democratic-leaning Rhode Island than conservative Stephen Laffey, the mayor of Cranston. They filed a complaint that said the city should not have paid for a letter touting the mayor's accomplishments during an election year. This is Air America Radio News.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. The program that doesn't exist. Welcome to that program. The phone number here for future reference, don't dial it now, 866-303-2270. At the top of the next hour here, we're going to be joined via telephone from Mexico City by Greg Palast. He's there covering this fraudulent election. That's what we're going to talk about for a few minutes, the Calderon Obrador presidential election last week. Why should we care? Well, there is a major implication. There are major implications regarding the current U.S. immigration so-called reform debate, which has reignited this very strong racist anti-immigrant bias here in the U.S. But more importantly, because the Bush administration's fingerprints are all over this stolen election in Mexico. Jesus, how about you Canadians? Did Bush and his thugs steal your election last time, or is it just the United States and South? Oh, well. The Bush crime family's fingerprints are all over this, and it may be a sign of what to expect in this country come November. We can look at it, one way to look at it, as a chance to preview their latest election-stealing schemes. So Greg Palast will, if we can track him down, he's in a hotel in Mexico City, and we have his cell phone. We're going to try to track him down. We also have a few sound bites from Foxy the Snowman on that particular subject, and you'll hear him getting totally tongue-tied about Bush's axis of evil, blaming Helen Thomas. It was fun to hear him blame this 80-something journalist, 80-something-year-old journalist for the problems in the Bush crime family. And regarding the explosion in New York City today, did you see it? So did I. I'm upset about that. I got an email from Brad, who is an expatriate American writing from Mainz, Germany. And let me share this with you. Dear Mike and Kathy, I know that you probably have very little interest in soccer and won't develop much of any until Molly starts youth soccer in just 4 short years. Still, a point needs to be made here. The World Cup featured 32 teams playing 64 games in 12 venues, with teams as diverse as Japan, South Korea, Togo, Ghana, Ivory Coast, and even Iran. It is estimated that 2 million people visited Germany for the games, and many of these viewed the games at large outdoor screens, which were set up in every major German city for fans who did not have stadium tickets. If ever there was was truly a chance for the so-called terrorists to work their deadly craft, it was during this tournament. Yet in several months of coverage on German TV, including many stories about fan security, police preparations, and so forth, there was not a single mention of potential terrorism. Nor did CNN International, which ran regular reports from reporters on site in Germany, nor did CNN International ever mention terrorists or terrorism while I was viewing. Instead, the biggest problem was generally agreed to be the so-called fan hooligans who have busted up bars and stadiums in the past. For the most part, these thugs were stopped at the border or never got out of their home countries. Of the 32 teams, 31 had specially painted team buses to get them around in Germany. Only one team did not have such a bus. Our boys, the Americans. Had the Americans been willing to show themselves, they would have been more than welcome in a country which has loved Americans since Elvis was stationed here in the 60s. Instead, the Americans were shielded away at Ramstein Air Base, and the players did not get to enjoy the World Cup experience due to security precautions taken by their own government. Here's the kicker, Brad writes. Yesterday I spoke with my sister-in-law in Florida, and we touched upon the World Cup. When I told her about the American team basically making a non-appearance, she told me that there had been a, quote, terrorist threat, end quote, to our team, and that's why they had been sequestered. Mike, there simply was no threat to the American team, and there were apparently no terrorists here at the World Cup, except, of course, for a few of the ill-mannered English and Dutch fans. Europeans fear tomorrow's lousy weather more than they fear terrorism, and the word receives very little shrift in the European media. I guess, in a twist of the popular neocon statement about the war on terrorism, you are fighting it over there, so that we don't have to fight it over here in Germany. Bad joke, perhaps, but I think most Europeans probably sleep better than most Americans. I'd sleep better here in Europe myself, except that the Malloy show comes on at 4 a.m. I didn't know that. I did not know that our team was hidden away on a military base. What a shame. What a damn shame. The only thing I would correct in Brad's letter is I think Elvis was in Germany in the 50s. Well, I think it was the late 50s, I think. Thanks, Brad. Thanks for writing. From Penny in Oxford, PA, she writes, Mike, on Friday's show you read an email from Angela in California wondering why Bush creates such a violent physical reaction for so many people. Well, I'm one of those who can't stand to watch him. He absolutely turns my stomach, Penny writes. His asinine smirk, his inability to form a sentence, his little piggy eyes, they all make me feel as if I'm going to hurl. I'm almost 50, and I've never in my life felt so repulsed by a public figure. At least I know I'm not alone. I can't stand to watch Cheney or Rumsfeld either. They might as well be dripping in blood and guts because that's how I react to them. I think the UK Guardian's Steve Bell captures them perfectly when he depicts W as an ape, Rummy as some half-dead skeleton, and Cheney looking just plain evil. Okay, I'm ready to wake up now and find out that these last 6 years have been just a really bad dream. Penny in Oxford, PA. Yeah, me too, Penny. A lot of us are hoping to wake up and find it was a dream. Guess what? It wasn't. Ray Hinckley in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, writes, Mike, the legality of the raid on Louisiana Congressman William Jefferson has been declared by the courts to be okay because congresspeople are not above the law. This should be the case for raiding the Oval Office, shouldn't it? Yeah, I agree. A ruling came down. It's reported today the FBI raid on William Jefferson's Capitol Hill office was legal, a judge ruled today. Chief U.S. District Judge Thomas Hogan said members of Congress are not above the law. Okay. He rejected requests from lawmakers and Democratic Representative William Jefferson to return material seized by the FBI in that May 20 search of Jefferson's office. It was a 28-page opinion, and the judge dismissed arguments that the first-ever raid on a congressman's office violated the Constitution's protection against intimidation of elected officials. Now, Congressman Jefferson's theory of legislative privilege, the judge said, would, quote, have the effect of converting every congressional office into a taxpayer-subsidized sanctuary for crime, end quote. Well, Jesus God, what about Tom DeLay? What about William Hastert? What about all these right? What about Santorum? What about all the illegal activities that went on around Jack Abramoff in all these congressional offices? Hey, I'm in perfectly agreement with this judge's ruling. You're damn right. If a crime is being committed, if there's probable cause, go get a warrant and check it out. Seize everything. Take the guy's underpants. Take everything. But why stop with William Jefferson? Why begin with William Jefferson? Now, I frankly think that the claim by Jefferson and the Republicans that this FBI raid was somehow violated separation of powers, I think that was bogus. Don't you remember back in the this is different, but it's worth mentioning again, when Clinton was president, the Supreme Court ruled unanimously that Paula Jones' civil lawsuit could go forward against Clinton. And you can make the argument that the president pretty much represents the entire executive branch of government. Oh, I realize he's got his cabinet's advisors, but you know what I'm saying. So William Jefferson and Denny Hastert and the rest of these people, their argument that somehow members of Congress are exempt, to me, was bogus to begin with. But, you know, why stop there? Jesus God, you want a list? FBI, I'll give you a list of all the congressional offices I think you ought to invade. We'll be right back.
Smoke seems to clear, you can't say what you want. We're all criminals here.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-728-0036. That's 1-800-728-0036.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-728-0036.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 21 past the hour. Regarding William Jefferson, the Congress, a member of Congress from Louisiana, his attorneys say they will appeal the ruling by the chief U.S. district judge today that members of Congress are not above the law. So apparently this will go to the Supreme Court. Well, it'll go to the full U.S. district court first, and then eventually, I'm sure, to the Supreme Court. Okay, well, my only point on that was if they are going to raid legally, you know, with the proper warrants, proper probable cause, the office of a member of Congress, go for it. But why some two-bit chiseler like William Jefferson, who sucked up, what, 80, 90 grand, 100 grand, 200 grand, 500 grand? Why not... why not go after Dick Cheney? Why not get the hard drive off that bastard's computer? Oops, I said bastard. Why not get the hard drive off that computer? Why not, go up another notch? Why not go up to George W. Bush? Why not go to members of the cabinet? Hello? If we are going to legally and peacefully search for evidence inside the office of a member of Congress, fine. Let's legally and peacefully search for evidence inside the offices of members of the executive branch. Eh? N'est-ce pas? No? What do you think? Bastards. The 911 conspiracy crowd is, and I say that laughingly, because I'm part of that crowd, I guess, at this point. They're really taking some rock and roll here. Kevin Barrett is an instructor, University of Wisconsin at Madison, which is the main campus, University of Wisconsin, for heaven's sake, on occasion. He's not a full-time tenure professor, but he has a Ph.D. He's a lecturer in Arabic languages. He has a Ph.D. in African studies, yada, yada, yada. After he talked about his views about 9/11 on radio recently, a state legislator called for his immediate firing, and the governor of Wisconsin called into question his fitness to teach. My goodness. He is Barrett, Kevin Barrett. He's scheduled to be a lecturer in Islamic studies in the fall. And during that class, he was planning, according to the class protocol, he was going to discuss differing views of what happened on September 11th. You see, he said on this radio show, right-wing radio show, that he believes that it was, quote, an inside job, end quote. So he may not get to teach the course. Now, what happened, this is an interview June 28th on a right-wing talk radio station in Milwaukee. During the interview, Barrett said, quote, 9/11 is an inside job. Vice President Cheney is my prime suspect, end quote. And then he defended a lot of the claims made by folks on the 9/11 truth organizations. He defended those claims. He talked about what he called a suspicious collapse, not only of the Twin Towers, but of a nearby building. He said there was, quote, very little evidence that foreign terrorists flew planes into buildings, end quote, and that, quote, 11 of the 19 suspected hijackers are still alive, end quote. He referred to the events in 9/11 as the 9/11 coup d'etat. And then he went on to say, I don't try to inflict my own ideas on the students. The very next day, Republican State Representative Steve Nass called for Barrett to be summarily fired. This right-wing nutball said, quote, the fact that Mr. Barrett uses his position at UW-Madison to add credibility to his outlandish claims is an unacceptable embarrassment of the people of Wisconsin and the University of Wisconsin system, end quote. Oh, really? The people of Wisconsin? Are they rising up in mobs asking for Kevin Barrett's head? I don't think so, you little right-wing snot. Now, the right-wing snot, State Representative Steve Nass, a Republican, of course, was joined by fellow Republican Mark Green, a member of the Wisconsin delegation to the House of Representatives, on the federal level. He's running for governor against Democrat Jim Doyle. Green said, quote, not a dime of either taxpayer or tuition dollars should be going to Kevin Barrett so he can tell students that September 11th was a creation of the government and that the most murdering terrorist organization in the world is a myth created by the CIA, end quote. Why not, Mr. Green? Why can't he say that? Oh, that's right. We're in Fascistan. We're not supposed to be making those kinds of statements, right? But you and your ilk would expect Mr. Barrett to go into his class and tell these people that the earth is only 6,000 years old and that Noah gathered everybody up and put them all two by two and put them on an ark. Right, you freak?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to HIV and young Americans, some politicians promote an abstinence-only policy. This is Al Franken, and I'm encouraging abstinence from complacency and inaction. Take action in the fight against AIDS and help make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Amdro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and you need to get Greg Palast's new book, Armed Madhouse. The Baltimore Chronicle says no one's investigated the Bush Clan like Palast and lived to write about it. So pick up Armed Madhouse from Greg Palast, America's top investigative reporter and the funniest. With killer dispatches like Who's Afraid of Osama Wolf, The Scheme to Steal 2008, and No Child's Behind the Left. Armed Madhouse, also available as an audiobook with guest readers like me. Armed Madhouse. Get it at gregpalast.com or your local bookstore.
the road must have a code that you can live by.
Law and I's spirits are uplifted any time we go to a school that's working.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. Uh-huh. By the way, Sarge reminds me, it's Ramstein. What did I say? Ramstein? Ramstein Air Base in Germany. And also, the word I was looking for regarding this part-time professor is syllabus. I have a very putty-like mind tonight. Anyway, Kevin Barrett is the part-time professor at UW Madison, and he apparently on Sunday night he attended a rally. There were about 100 people. This is according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The first sentence is, the University of Wisconsin-Madison lecturer who has sparked controversy by teaching that the September 11th terrorist attacks were an inside job lashed out Sunday at public officials who have questioned his right to teach. Well, right in the lead, it's my understanding he hasn't taught it yet. He was planning on it. Anyway, Barrett, Kevin Barrett, told a crowd of more than 100, many of them cheering supporters, quote, "I've been teaching for 20 years. I dare say I know more about teaching than the governor of the state," end quote. Anyway, in the article, in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, it says, Barrett, a bearded man with unkempt hair, said in an interview that he had met with Provost Patrick Farrell twice last week. The provost never suggested that he would be prevented from teaching the fall course titled Islam, Religion, and Culture at a salary of $8,247. Do you like that? Barrett, a bearded man with unkempt hair. Jesus. Barrett said, basically, the rules of the university are such that it would be a gross violation of academic freedom to fire me. He earned his Ph.D. in African Languages and Literature from University of Wisconsin at Madison in 2004. He has a Ph.D. from the university. And now nobody in the university has decided, you know, there's nothing, they're not going to do anything. But it's these right-wing politicians, and just because the governor of Wisconsin happens to be a Democrat doesn't mean he's not a right-winger. You're not allowed to talk about this, you see, in the United States of America now. You cannot, even on this network. There are people on this network who have programs who will not allow you to bring up 9/11 except what has been put out by the Bush crime family. How's that? Huh? You like that? I don't. I think it sucks. Daily Coast, same thing. There are several now, several websites, several radio programs, so-called liberals who say, no, we're not going to talk about that. Barrett said, I don't think the university will stand in my way of teaching. I think I'll basically be able to stick with the syllabus as it currently stands. Now, the theories that Barrett plans to include in his course are those theories held by what the Journal Sentinel calls a small but vocal group of academics that includes Stephen Jones, physicist from Brigham Young, David Ray Griffin, retired professor from the Claremont School of Theology, James Fetzer, retired philosophy professor of the University of Minnesota Duluth. And Fetzer, who co-chairs that group, 9/11 Scholars for Truth, I know a lot of you are familiar with it. Anyway, he was at this meeting Sunday in Milwaukee, and he outlined the theories at Sunday's gathering. He said, and you know what they are, explosives must have been detonated inside the World Trade Center to bring it down because the impact of the planes was not enough, that the damage to the Pentagon was such that a smaller military plane as opposed to a large commercial aircraft must have flown to the Pentagon. The debris of the plane crash in Pennsylvania was scattered so widely it must have been shot down. Half a dozen of the men who said to have hijacked the planes are still living in the Middle East. Fetzer said of the generally accepted view that Islamic terrorists were behind the attacks is, quote, a myth, end quote. He goes on to say, quote, the American government has been practicing terrorism on its own people, end quote. He goes on to say, oh, no, Barrett then said the 9/11 images were designed to make us stupid little children, end quote. and on it goes. But then there's this. I'm almost done with this. We don't focus a lot on this because I'm still trying to get my mind around the possibility that the Bush crime family made this happen as opposed to letting it happen. This is from Duluth, Minnesota. The author of an article about the attack on the World Trade Center has found himself under attack for having published it in a new online publication titled Journal of 9/11 Studies. Entitled The Flying Elephant, the article discusses evidence that a third airplane was captured on video at the time of the WTC attack. He has now received a thinly veiled threat against his children, who are cited by name, suggesting it would be a good idea if his article were to simply, quote, go away, end quote. And then it says here, Scholars for 9/11 Truth, that's the website, scholarsfor911truth.org, is a nonpartisan society of experts and scholars committed to exposing falsehoods and revealing truths about the events of September 11th. The journal, which is archived at journalof911studies.com, is an attempt to create forums for discussion and debate about these important issues. The author in question here, Reynolds Dixon, the one whose children have been threatened, is a writer and professor of English, former lecturer and fellow at Stanford University. He has now withdrawn from the society. I don't blame him. Anytime somebody threatens me through my children through me, which happens, I just make sure that the guns that Kathy and I carry are in good shape, and just let one of these sneaky little sons of bitches step out of the bushes, and they'll be gone. That's how serious I am. Huh?
What? Speaking of our dear little Molly, I just wanted to thank whoever the anonymous person was out there in the universe who sent us all these wonderful things from Vietnam. You can talk about it.
Oh, the birthday presents. That was very nice. We don't know who sent them. Anyway, back to Fetzer, one of the people in 9/11 Truth. He observed that the right wing is continuing to attack faculty who speak out on 9/11. He says, quote, during an appearance on Hannity and Combs June 22nd with Oliver North sitting in for Hannity, I made points about controlled demolition, the stand-down order, and the FBI's position. But they, on Hannity and Combs, were more interested in whether I was discussing these things with my students and whether they were true. On a subsequent appearance on Laura Ingraham's program June 30th, quote, she had her staff chanting about nutty professors before I was even introduced. Then after I made some telling points at the end of the program, they edited their archived copy and cut it off after a long harangue attacking me. That is intellectually dishonest. Well, it is intellectually dishonest, but it's also incipient fascism as it's developing and flourishing and growing like poisonous toadstools on the American political scene, right? Now, to add to this, Reg at TV News Lies says, Mike, TVNewsLies.org had a link to a totally free viewing of Loose Change 2 on Google. Just last week, Google removed the site, and the free viewing is no longer available. Imagine how frightened someone is that this information is getting out. Please tell your listeners that we are trying to set up a free viewing through a different site. Meantime, it's available at our site for a small donation, and a foreign public is a danger to fascists. Yeah. TVNewsLies.org. That's scary. Google dropped it? Oh, well, it's supposed to be a dead subject, right? I mean, didn't we have the investigation, the September 11th commission? Didn't they... Wasn't that commission staffed with honorable men and women? Didn't these honorable men and women come to some pretty definite conclusions? They didn't? I don't even know. All I know is there's something in my mind that says, well, there was an investigation. Didn't Cheney and Bush show up and testify? Oh, that's right. They weren't sworn in. Why is that? Oh, I don't know. Maybe perjury somewhere down the road? Maybe obstruction somewhere down? Who knows? But the pressure to drop this discussion, like the pressure to not discuss two stolen presidential elections in this country and one stolen off presidential year election in this country, And the continuing, the plans to steal the election coming up this November and the election in 2008, we're not supposed to talk about that. Not supposed to talk about it. That's another subject that even on this network, there are talk show hosts on Air America who will not discuss it. And there are certainly talk show hosts and columnists and editorial writers around the country who, no, it's a dead subject, closed subject, it's over. Hey, you lost, get over it. Don't be a sore loser, man. Get over it. Wow. I don't know.
How can you not discuss the defining political event of the 21st century? I mean, how do you just say, off the table?
Good question. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
How can you judge from me what I should hear and see? You take away freedom of choice.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
And then God said,
"Let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it."
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
Okay, the question before the court is this. Who exactly eliminated the middleman? All right, we'll come clean. GEICO is guilty as charged. Yes, we did away with him, and we do it again. After all, when GEICO gives you the same great service as the other guys and could save you hundreds on your car insurance, getting rid of the middleman isn't really a crime. It's more of a public service.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
the kids were coming out of the school system that were who were illiterate. And it wasn't right.
It's about 10 before the hour. All right, Greg Pallast is going to join us after the break at the top of the hour to just give us a preview of what to expect this November in this country. He's going to join us from Mexico City about the stolen election there. Marietta from Montpelier, Vermont, regarding the bearded man with unkempt hair, which is how the professor is referred to in the journal, the Milwaukee newspaper. Marietta writes, wouldn't the Christians describe Jesus the same way? Is that bad? Jim is calling from Rawhide, Minnesota. Jim, welcome to the program. Hello?
Yeah, in communion with the suburban cowboy, President Bush, and taking down the World Trade Center. Do you understand that?
No, wait, Jim Bob, get back on your medication. Stop a minute. Now start over because you weren't, wait a minute, you weren't connected. Okay, start again. And Jim, Jim, talk slowly, start again.
Mike Malloy, are you trying to sandbag me on the air? Just say yes or no.
What?
Are you trying to sandbag me on the air by not letting me know that I'm on the air? Okay, I guess that's against FCC regulations to do that sort of thing, but to the college. But then again, Mike Malloy, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
When, given that our suburban cowboy president took down the World Trade Center and got away with it, when is going to finally have you buried in an unknown, unmarked grave like all other Nazis used to do, the people that used to, like, try to expose the truth? 9/11 scholars for truth? Are you kidding me? Why are they not buried in an unknown, unmarked grave right now? If they're trying to expose the truth against our Nazi president.
I don't know. What do you think?
How are you surviving on if you know the truth and I don't?
No,
I don't. Again,
No, Jim Bob, hold on. I'm a truth seeker. I don't know the truth.
Are you, you're a truth seeker?
Yeah.
Oh, so you mean you can say stuff that isn't true, but since you're a truth seeker, you can say, well, I didn't know at the time wasn't true.
Well, what did I say? What did I? What did I? What? Hold on, Jim. Get a grip. Bite your lip.
Hold on, Jim.
What did I say?
Jim
that's
Bob, Mike Malloy.
What did I say that's not true?
Okay, for one thing, World Trade Center really did come down because two planes crashed into each building on 9/11.
Is this really Phil Hendry? You're really Phil Hendry, right?
I'm Jim Bob, and you want to see my birth certificate? You're more than welcome to come see you. My birth certificate says James Robert. I like to go by Jim Bob. Okay, Mike Malloy, I don't like to fib, and I detest and absolutely hate liars, especially people that like to say that our president is a...
What did I lie about, Jim Bob? Somebody's playing a prank on me here. What did I lie about?
Prank on you, Mike Malloy. I want you to answer the question. Given that you think our suburban cowboy President Bush is basically Hitler incarnate, when are you finally going to be buried in that unknown, unmarked grave like Adolf Hitler did to millions of people?
Why do you call him a suburban cowboy?
One likes to consider himself a proud neocon conservative. I like to have a sense of humor. Now, I would have thought you appreciated me calling him a suburban cowboy president because you don't think he's really a cowboy, and you think he's just a northeastern liberal carpetbagger down to Texas, kind of like yourself being a neo-national socialist liberal who carpet down to Atlanta, GA. Right, Mike Malloy?
Do you want to be a cowboy?
Mike Malloy, I want you to answer the question.
Sure.
When are you and all your sickle fans going to be finally buried in that unknown, unmarked grave since our honorable president, Cowboy Bush, is obviously Satan or Hitler incarnate?
I couldn't say it better. What's a sycophant?
You have to live. When is your World Trade Center that you have to sit in wherever you are right now going to crash and burn?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
When is it going to finally crash and burn your station? When you catch fire with you in it and all your sycophants that like to say that?
What's a sycophant? What the hell is a sycophant?
A sycophant. You don't know what a sycophant is?
I have no idea. What is it?
Yeah, well, I can't say that on the air. I'm sorry. Excuse me. You don't know what a sycophant is?
I do not. What is it?
Oh, okay. I don't believe you.
Well, what if we just... Okay, well, just... Jim Bob, wait a minute.
We've already established I'm a liar. Okay? Jim Bob, wait a minute.
We've already established that I don't know what I'm talking about. Please tell me what a sycophant is.
A psycho-crazy fan of yours, okay? Given that there are people that actually believe this stuff that you're saying, they're sticking the head.
So you want to know when I'm going to go boom, boom in the World Trade Center?
We're all reported as
here we go gathering nuts in May, nuts in May, nuts in May. Here we go gathering nuts in May early in the morning. You know, you're right, Jim Bob. Jim Bob, you're right. You're absolutely right. Most sane people.
When is your death certificate going to be mailed to me? Because I'll formally request that Hitler incarnate send me a copy of it, even though your mom and dad won't know where you're going to be buried.
Jim, you're all... Jim.
Half murderers like to bury people, not known on Mark Graves.
Oh, my God. This is...
Oh my
this
God.
Is
do you believe in God?
Astonishing.
Mike Malloy, do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, or do you believe in some other kind of God, like a cosmic God or a Unitarian God?
I believe in Lord Satan.
You believe in what?
Lord Satan. I'm a liberal who's going to come and eat your eyes.
You're just joking with me.
No. Listen to me, Jim.
What God do you believe in?
Jim Bob, I'm trying to tell you if you'd shut up for a sec. Oh, my God. I believe in Satan. I'm going to show up with a straw and suck your eyeballs out.
You're more than welcome to come to my house. I'll get you a first class.
Goodbye, Jim Bob. Goodbye. Nice talking to you. Most sane people actually agree with your opinion, Jim Bob. They really do. Listen, you take it easy, all right? Where was that guy calling from? Huh? Mars? Oh, okay. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy.
On Air America Radio.
Looking for a reason to try online dating? Match.com has 15 million of them with our 15 million members. And now, here's one more.
You do want to make a good first impression. You do want to step up and put your best foot forward.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. We'll show you who. He'll show you how. So come see what Match.com can do for you. Match.com, the number one site for love.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Did you know that some ants actually prefer living in your home? That's why you need to know about Amdro Ant Block. It stops ants cold on the outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, right down to the queen. Amdro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. 1 billion people will die from tobacco this century. While smoking bans and other efforts are common in the United States, smoking still remains a commonplace in many other parts of the world. In fact, health officials estimate there are more than 1.2 billion smokers. In releasing a new cancer atlas, the American Cancer Society and other groups sounded a warning. They say lung cancer is still number one among the nearly 11 million new cancer cases diagnosed annually. Along with cutting tobacco use, the officials say better nutrition would also help lower those numbers of deaths. Democrat Paul Hackett, who angrily quit the Ohio Senate race back in February, today endorsed his former primary rival. Hackett, an Iraq War veteran, said his fight with Congressman Sherrod Brown's over, and they appeared together in Cincinnati today to show unity. Hackett said he realized he agrees with Brown 95% of the time and praised him for consistently voting against the war in Iraq. New York Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton took a swipe at Ohio's Republican Secretary of State, who Democrats accuse of partisanship in his handling of the last presidential election. Without mentioning his name, Clinton suggested today that Kenneth Blackwell had a conflict of interest in overseeing Ohio's next election because he's running for governor. Clinton said that should not be permitted as she spoke at the Acorn National Convention in Columbus, Ohio. Clinton said, "Don't let anyone pull anything over your eyes again." In 2004, Blackwell was the honorary co-chairman of the Bush-Cheney campaign in Ohio and Secretary of State. Long lines and confusion marked the election in Ohio, the state that put George Bush over the top in the Electoral College vote. The Blackwell campaign spokesman said Ohio's constitution allows the chief elections official to seek office while on the job. Clinton also criticized the Bush administration for its handling of Hurricane Katrina aftermath. George Bush welcomed a new Treasury chief to his cabinet with praise for decades of Wall Street experience. Henry Paulson, the former CEO of Goldman Sachs, took the oath of office from Chief Justice John Roberts at a ceremony in the Treasury Department cash room. Bush says Paulson's experience gives him keen insight into the workings of the global economy, and his Senate hearings, he said, showed he can explain complex ideas in easily understood terms. Paulson was confirmed 11 days ago, but the swearing-in was delayed so he could dispose of his estimated millions of dollars in Goldman Sachs stock. This is Air America Radio News.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Greg Palast joins us from Mexico. Well, they tracked you down, huh?
Yep.
All right. What's this is? Is this a preview for this country this November, or is this a preview for 2008? I'm referring, of course, to the controversy that has erupted over what appears to be another stolen election, this time in Mexico.
Yeah, all the above, Mike. Here's the bad news, or maybe it's a good warning. This is the Florida con salsa down here, man. It
Uh-oh.
Is all the tricks of Florida. It's all the tricks of Ohio and a couple test runs of what they got in store for 2006 and 2008. The same gang, the same electoral gangsters, you know, it's a, let me tell you, what we're finding down here is, by the way, the Electoral Commission down here, in case you, those aren't following it, there is a fight between a progressive named López Obrador
mm-hmm.
and the ruling party, Bush allies, a guy named Felipe Calderon,
right.
very close to the Bush family and his ruling party.
Oh, is he? He has a personal relationship with Bush?
Well, he's kind of the protege of Vicente Fox, who, of course, is very, very close to the Bush family.
Right, right.
And so the result is that this is, you know, the Bush boys have gotten their fingers right into this one. If you remember, you know, most people, your listeners know Greg Palast for a lot of things, but mainly for finding out that Jeb Bush and Catherine Harris scrubbed thousands of black voters
right.
off the voter rolls in 2000, right?
Right.
And now the company that put together that little scrub list for Jeb Bush and Catherine.
Choice Point.
And guess what? They got themselves a no-bid contract for under the guise of the war on terror, counterterrorism. And I got a hold of this secret contract. And what is the counterterrorism contract all about? You think it's about going after guys in Saudi Arabia with box cutters?
You think? Yeah, yeah.
You know, in Iran or North Korea? No, I'm sorry.
No?
It's gathering the voter files, the citizenship files, the voter files of Venezuela and Mexico. Now, why did they do that? And what I was finding out today is that, in fact, it has now been discovered, and a formal complaint has been filed, that the ruling party has made illegal use of, obtained and made illegal use of voter files. Unlike the U.S., the voter files here are private, confidential, because they include all kinds of personal information mm-hmm. about you, including your driver's license, your health records, and all that stuff. So, anyway, so once again, so it looks like the family Bush has taken its trick south of the border.
Well, now, I've been hearing that López Obrador has been demanding a full recount and that the government is saying, no, they're not going to do it. Is that right? Or
It's exactly Florida and Ohio, exactly, because what's happened here is that there, first of all, you should know that the government is, first of all, it's Ohio and Florida in one sense, in that the exit polls all showed the challenger, López Obrador, as the winner
mm-hmm.
by 2 to 3 points. Just like Kerry, just like Gore. Okay?
Right.
The official count gave the ruling party, so the ruling party's official counters gave the ruling party the election by half a percentage point, only less than a quarter million votes.
Oh,
there are nearly 1 million supposedly blank or unreadable ballots. We're back to hanging chads, man.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenger is saying, hey, why don't we take a look at those ballots and see if they're really blank? And let's take another look. Let's recount. And when we say recount, you have to understand there are 113,000 polling stations in Mexico. And, you know, I mean, there are places here where if you try to vote for Obrador, you literally are going to get shot at.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the places where they're cracking open these, you have to understand, these cardboard voting boxes. It's, you know, it's a joke here. So all Obrador is saying is, let's count all the votes. You say that a million votes are unreadable, that's four times your victory margin.
Right.
They don't have electoral votes. It's whoever gets the most votes. He says, then let's take a look at the ballots. And one thing he's not doing, what's amazing here, Mike, and by the way, if you want to see that that secret choice point contract with Mexico and Venezuela instead mm-hmm. of going after Saudi Arabia, it's actually in my book. I guess I kind of report on the election before it happened in our madhouse. But the
that's where I heard about it, because as you were saying, I'm thinking, Jesus, I've heard about this. It's in your book.
I know. It's kind of chilling. To be very honest, it's kind of chilling. That's why I was in London releasing my book, and I said, this is ridiculous. I literally canceled my book tour and got on the first flight to Mexico City. I just said, I got to find out what's going on here, because we had it right in the book that they'd stolen the voter files. And sure enough, today I saw the lawyers. I saw they cracked into the ruling party's website, and there were the voter files.
Oh my God.
You know, it's like, these guys are so raw. But see, George Bush is got his fingers in this one. Not that the Mexicans need a lot of help on figuring out how to shoplift an election.
Yeah, they're well known for that.
In fact, actually, they went to some computer voting before we did, and the elections were just wacky. But one of the things that's really, really different here, Mike, is that the challenger is saying, I'm not doing a Gore, I'm not doing a Kerry. And he actually, his biographer actually made that point specifically. This is not Al Gore. This is not John Kerry. This guy is going to hold out until every vote is counted. He put 500,000 people in the street on Saturday. They're going to have 2 million people marching into the Capitol on Sunday. And he's got till September 4th. He is taking every legal maneuver. The one thing, you know, he's very cautious and very concerned about violence. He doesn't want violence. But he's saying, we will do whatever it takes short of violence to make sure that these votes are counted. There are boxes. Every time they've cracked open a couple dozen of these voting boxes, these packets.
Right.
And every time they crack one open, there's another batch of votes for the challenger.
Well, what's this? I heard today, Kathy sent me a link, No, 3.3 million ballots were found in a garbage dump?
Well, they had 3 million. The Electoral Commission admitted that they had forgotten at first to count 3 million ballots.
Okay, they forgot to count 3 million.
They
forgot
to count 3 million.
Now, what about the garbage dump?
And then they found a bunch of boxes in garbage dumps in Mexico City and around the country.
Oh,
of course. And what was interesting about that is that the votes in the garbage dump, somehow the Electoral Commission had the votes counted, even though the ballots were sitting in the garbage dump. So, you know, I mean, and once again, now our president, I have to say, unusually, the New York Times even called for counting the votes, and the European Union's called for counting the votes. However, our president, Mr. Bush, who has already called and congratulated the ruling party on their so-called victory. Now, you have to understand, to Mexicans, you know, this is like someone congratulating George Bush when the count was still out before the Supreme Court ruled in Florida.
Sure.
I mean, he's really trying to push this thing over the top.
Or he knows something that you are just discovering probably most of America won't give a damn about, and that is another stolen election. Maybe Bush called because he's been assured by those that do the assuring. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, he's very close to the ruling party, and they're going to make sure that these votes aren't counted there. And, you know, it's ridiculous.
Is there someone down there who's a counterpart to Blackwell and,
what's her name
in Florida?
Catherine Harris, right.
Catherine Harris.
Yeah,
who's this guy?
We got a guy named Ugalde, who was the head of the Electoral Commission. He's just too close to the ruling party, in fact. And of course, the courts here, you know, this is, in Mexico, it's, there's not an overwhelming pretense of democracy here.
Right, right.
And they had a terrible election in 88 in which the same progressive party lost. And there, when they protested, they killed 500 people.
Hey, hold on a second, Greg.
Okay.
Can you?
I can.
We got to take a break. We'll do this. We'll come back and finish up before the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. We're talking with Greg Palast, who is in Mexico City, taking a look at the vote fraud that has occurred down there. Once again, courtesy of the Bush crime family. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Radio. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican radio.
Our plan is working. We're going to make elections.
Radio. What does he say? Radio.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your health care every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-728-0036. That's 1-800-728-0036.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-728-0036.
I'm Jorge, too. Yeah, that means George.
No, it doesn't. 21 past the hour. We're talking with Greg Palast, author of Our Madhouse, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, yada, yada, yada. You all know who Greg Palast is. Greg is in Mexico City, where he is investigating and I'm sure reporting on the current theft of the presidential election data. I've just got an email here. It says, in addition, it was learned that Felipe Calderon's brother-in-law, Diego Hildebrando Zavala, wrote the vote counting software and it's already been hacked.
Yeah, you got a problem with that? This guy Hildebrando, he's the brother-in-law of the candidate, and he wrote the vote counting software. I mean, you know, come on. Hey, that's almost as good as having your brother be the governor.
Oh my God!
And actually, someone was so enraged within his organization that they gave the some of us the password and username to get into the software. And you could see that what they've just shoplifted the voter files here. But you know, one thing to point out is why you have to ask why Bush is so panicked about Mexico. There's a couple things. Obviously, the leftist wave coming up from Latin America, but it's the oil. I mean, you have to remember that, you know, people think of Saudi Arabia as our source of oil. Mm-hmm. Mexico provides a heck of a lot more oil to us than Saudi Arabia.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's what this is about, isn't it?
Yeah, right, exactly. In fact, the big thing here, it's not whether we get the oil, because obviously Mexico is going to sell us oil. The issue is who owns it. And the ruling party is willing to, you know, wants to take a half century rule that they've had of no foreign ownership of their oil. It's all government owned.
Right, right.
And that's the one thing that saved this nation is, mm-hmm. is the tremendous revenues of government owned oil.
Right.
And but the ruling party says, well, we need some money, so why don't we kind of effectively sell off a piece of the oil industry? And the challenger says, no way. He'll take investment from the U.S. and he's happy to thrilled to sell oil, but he says, you know, Mexican oil has to remain owned by the people of Mexico, and this is ultimately what it's all about. It's once again, it mm-hmm. comes down to the oil.
It does indeed. Listen, I got an email here from Aurora in San Francisco. She says, I want to thank you for having Greg on your program. I heard him this morning on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie at the Quake in San Francisco, and if you could do me the favor to thank Greg profusely for the reporting that he does. Special thanks for covering the Mexican elections. This is from a Mexican-born U.S. resident for the past 37 years.
Well, actually, you should thank a bit Randy Rhodes, who really encouraged me to report, be kind of a special correspondent for her from Mexico. It's one of the things that encouraged me to get on the plane. Because I just thought this had to get reported out. And, of course, those who know Greg Palast, they know me as a BBC television reporter. I just had a big article in The Guardian. But that's, you know, read all over the rest of the planet and just does not come into the United States. So, I mean, I have to thank Air America and Will and Willie, Mike, Randy, and the crew, because I don't know how I'd get this into my home country. I mean, it's a big issue for me. I mean, I'm just really getting tired of this, Mike, where my stuff is just exiled.
Aurora points out you've got 4 or 5 dispatches at your website, Stealing Mexico, Grand Theft Mexico, Senor Blanco wins in Mexico. Mexico and Florida have more in common than heat. This is at gregpalast.com. So anyone who wants to go read this stuff, because you're not going to read it on the front page of the Washington Post, go to gregpalast.com and read this.
Oh, you'll read it next year in the Washington Post.
Yeah.
Say, oh, yeah, remember the stolen Mexican election?
All right, now let me ask you something. How ugly is this going to get in Mexico? It doesn't sound like, what's his name, Calderon will quit. So will the military be brought in?
The ruling elite has to decide whether they want to bring the country to the brink of civil war. That's how bad it's getting here. So I know that the challenger really, truly does not want to burn down this country. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing he wants to avoid. And but, you know, on the other hand, you got a lot of very upset voters here who are not – it is not like 2004 in the U.S. or 2000. People are in the streets, man. I mean, I'm talking by the millions. This is a popular uprising with people chanting vota por vota, which means count each vote by vote. Let's count the ballots, you know. I mean,
That's so damned embarrassing. Here we sit in this country, and we've seen two presidential elections stolen, and with
few exceptions, and there are some exceptions, people accept it. I can't stand it, Greg. I can't stand it.
You know, I mean, you know, all the guys doing, but you need a leader who is, you know, we can't do it from the bottom, totally from the bottom up. You do need a leader like this guy who at least will stand up and say, yeah, I think we ought to count the votes, and he's taking all the legal steps. He's not like just saying, you know, let's smash windows here.
Right.
He's saying, but on the other hand, he's trying to enforce the legal steps by saying, we got 2 million people in the streets on Sunday all over the nation.
Well, it's not a bad idea, as the Bush thugs proved, to have the window smashers at least in the wings. Hey, will you stay in touch with us? I realize you're doing a thing on Randy, but we don't share the same audience. Please stay in touch. Send me an email, whatever, and we'll talk as the week develops here, all right?
Yes, and I'll put up some video from my BBC crew on my website, too, Mike.
Okay.
And I will keep in contact with you. Thanks for letting me make the report.
Hey, thanks for checking in. Greg, take it easy. Watch your back, okay?
Yeah, believe me. Bye.
Yeah, and hear that. All right, we'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
And is the usted puerta quiero decirle que vos ha vendido su alma.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Strong evidence suggests that George Bush and Dick Cheney launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge, and tortured targeted civilians, and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an investigation.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right. Your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 26 before the hour. I got an email here that says Mr. Barrett, Kevin Barrett, University of Wisconsin-Madison lecturer who believes the 9/11 attacks were a conspiracy of the U.S. government, will be allowed to teach his course this fall. Excuse me. Barrett will teach Islam, religion and culture. Politicians like Steve Nass and Jim Doyle and Mark Green had cast doubt on Barrett's ability to fairly teach the course. After reviewing Barrett's plans for the course, UW-Madison Provost Patrick Farrell said today that the course will go ahead as scheduled. Mr. Farrell, the provost, said, there, quote, there is no question that Mr. Barrett holds personal opinions that many people find unconventional. These views are expected to take a small but significant role in the class. To the extent that his views are discussed, Mr. Barrett has assured me that students will be free and encouraged to challenge his viewpoint. All right. That seems only fair, doesn't it? But the politicians, and in the case of the governor, a Democrat, just couldn't wait to weigh in and try to stifle on a university once again. Oh, well. All right. From Tony Snow today at the White House press briefing, a reporter asked about the stolen elections in Mexico, where there are 2.5 million. Well, you just heard what we talked about with Greg. 2.5 million missing votes, ballots found in garbage dumps. The right-wing election board refuses to conduct a recount. Hey, that sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? Now, given all of this, you have to wonder, as Greg pointed out, why is Bush congratulating Calderon when the results are still in dispute? So, at the press conference today, the press availability today, reporter asks the Fox anchorman, who is now the White House press secretary, Tony, on Mexico and the timing of Mr. Bush's call to Calderon to congratulate him on winning the Mexican presidential election, that means that the U.S. government already recognized him as the president-elect of Mexico? Our president has had his own experience with disputed elections, and Vicente Fox is saying now that he won't meet with either candidate until things are worked out. Why not wait for final results?
I believe the Electoral Commission had in fact declared him president, and according to the laws of Mexico, at this point he is president. Should there be a recount, should there be another adjustment, should there be a change, then the president will acknowledge that as well. Mexico obviously having the ability to decide who, as a result of transparent elections, is the president of the country.
The perception?
I don't know. We'll go back and fly-spec it for you, and I'll get you an answer.
Fly-spec it for you? What the hell does that mean, Kathy? You're the producer of this program. What the hell does it mean to fly-spec something?
It probably has something to do with tar babies. I have long since stopped trying to figure out Tony Snow's little colloquial euphemisms for things.
We'll go back and fly-spec it for you? Is that kind of like what the quacking quackaroo used to say? Well, we'll get the TikTok on that for you?
Actually, that was his predecessor, the pencil. Net geek Ari Fleischer that used to talk about TikTok.
We'll get the TikTok for you. We'll get the fly spec for you. What does Tony Snow say? Mexico obviously having the ability to decide who, as a result of transparent elections, oh, you bastard, is the president of the country. Oops, I said that word again. As long as we got Tony Snow here, you want to finish up?
Yeah, I just wanted to make one other comment about that cracked me up. The first thing he said is, I believe the Electoral Commission, in fact, declared him president, meaning Calderon. According to the laws of Mexico, he is the president. Well, that's how it works here now. Supreme Court says you're president.
Right.
You're the president. I mean, that, you know, why even have the election?
Remember, you don't because you are too young, but I remember back, well, maybe you remember, back when we were told that there was this threat of global communism. Isn't it funny how it's become a threat of global fascism now? Whether it is Christo-fascism, Islamo-fascism, or the kind of fascism personified by thugs like George Bush and Calderon and Tony Blair, and the list just goes on and on and on. Unbelievable. All right, let's do Just two sound bites here from the press briefing today. Helen Thomas again. Poor Tony. He said, you know, Tony Snow is no match for Helen Thomas. Then again, who is? Helen asked about the difference between India's testing nuclear missiles, which happened over the weekend. They had a failure, too. Now, when India tests nuclear missiles capable of delivering nuclear warheads, that's okay. When Israel tests missiles capable of delivering nuclear warheads, that's okay. When Pakistan, apparently, tests missiles capable of delivering nuclear warheads, that's okay. But when this Kim Jong crazy in North Korea, who, if given a chance, his people would probably strip the flesh off of his bones and eat him because they are starving to death and have been. But when North Korea throws a couple of missiles into the ocean, we go nuts. Everyone gets upset. So Helen Thomas says, what did India say its reason was for firing a nuclear-capable, long-range missile at a time when these actions are under such suspicion?
It didn't do it, but one of the things it did do, Helen, this was not seen as a provocation by the United States or the Pakistanis, both of whom would have reason to do it, nor has it precipitated the kind of diplomatic concern. Let me continue. They keep their secrets pretty clearly, and they didn't make any public explanation of that. On the other hand, you will note that there has not been the kind of diplomatic response or the kind of concern expressed by its neighbors as there has been to the firing in North Korea of its missiles. Kelly.
Wait a minute. Why did they do it?
Why don't you ask them?
I can't ask them, but I can certainly see our acquiescence in a very contradictory way.
You may think it's contradictory, Helen. You're wrong.
At the very end there, she said, I'm not. These sons of bitches, I'm sorry, there I go again. People like Tony Snow, who not only insult Helen Thomas as a reporter, but talk down to her as though she hasn't forgotten more about journalism than these pigs will ever know. That is so irritating, isn't it? Why don't you ask them? Her question, why? Why would India fire these missiles now? Well, you know, what's the point? Why did they do it? And Tony Snow knows the answer, but his answer is, why don't you ask them? Sarcastic albino. Jesus. And what does it mean when he says, you know, this guy is starting to make Bush look like a genius. When Helen first said, why did they do it? The Fox anchor says, let me continue. They keep their secrets pretty clearly, and they didn't make any public explanation to that. What does that mean? All right, last one. This reporter also asked about North Korea a few minutes after Tony's failed attempt to answer Helen Thomas's question. I love how Tony Snowjob blames Helen Thomas for his own idiocy. Man, she's a force to reckon with, right? The question is, Tony, what's the difference in terms of the pressure the White House feels that it's under to resolve the issues in North Korea and Iran versus the pressure in 2002 during the State of the Union when the president talked about the need to go to war in Iraq? And just like Bush, the snowman here can't tell the difference between Iraq and Iran either.
Well, what's happened, I'm not sure that you feel pressure, except with, in the case of Iran, you had a nation that had already spurned 17 separate United Nations resolutions. The United Nations Security Council voting 15-0 on a resolution, saying to Iran, cooperate or face serious consequences. You had, I believe it was 72 votes in the United States Senate. So the point here is that well, you were just asking about Iraq, right?
Yeah, I thought you said Iran.
You know, I may have screwed up. I'm in Iraq. Helen's got me so befuddled today.
Helen's got me so befuddled today because she won't roll over like these male reporters and let you scratch her tummy like they do. Ha, 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 ha. That's real funny. Ha, 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 ha. Helen's got me all befuddled today. Ha, 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 ha. You had a nation that had already spurned 17 separate UN resolutions. What does that mean, Tony? Oh, that's right. The resolutions, one after another, that said Saddam Hussein had to expose his weapons program, had to stop making nuclear weapons and chemical weapons and biological weapons, right? Because the United States was feeding into the little addled brains of the members of the UN Security Council nothing but lies. And God forbid the United States should lie. Oh, my God. If you're a member of the Security Council, 15 nations, only five of whom are permanent. If you're part of the other 10 and it's your turn to be on the United Nations Security Council and you hear from Jesus colon Paul Christ or George W. Bush, Jesus' brother, that Iraq has all kinds of weapons? You go, yeah, okay, well, let's vote to... I realize Iraq is saying they don't have anything, but let's... You see how this works? Of course you do.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. And Avacor with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order, plus a free gift from Avacor's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. All right. The last hour of the program tonight is going to be your phone calls. Yeah, the Associated Press reports first test firing of new India missile fails. Wouldn't it be great if everything that was fired by every country on the planet would fail? Now let's get together and sing Kumbaya. All right, let's do some phone calls here. I appreciate everybody's patience. Let's start with Michelle, who's calling from San Antonio. Michelle, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, thanks so much for having Greg on. That was great.
Yeah,
Mexicans don't matter, right?
Say it again.
Mexicans don't matter.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it's insane. And I wanted to give you a little heads up on the loose change thing. Google is, in fact, not carrying it, but if you go to loosechange911.com, they're still carrying it.
Oh, yeah, so. Sure. And there are several websites where you can see it. I think the point that Reggie was making is that Google dropped it. And if Google is dropping something that contradicts the official U.S. government story, then there must have been some hellacious pressure applied. I'm just assuming that.
No, I don't doubt what you're saying at all. And the other thing is, like, when I watched Loose Change, I was so sickened by the whole thing that I ended up starting a blog, right? So then I start blogging, and then I get into this whole thing. It actually led me to you, which is what I told your screener. That's how I found you, Mike. Anyway. But,
what's your blog site, Michelle?
Deep Confusion.
Deep.blogspot.com. Deepconfusion.blogspot.com. Okay.
Yeah. So, but anyway, the point is that the deception and the breadth of it is so wide and so, well, it takes my breath away, literally. Makes me, makes me speechless.
Oh,
and,
I know.
I just thank the heavens that there's you and Kathy, and Molly's bringing up the rear. it's so great you're out here, because I think you're so brave, and I think, I think you're so cool, dude.
Well, that's good, Michelle, and I appreciate that. But if you've only discovered the program, you have to know that I'm not real comfortable with compliments. I look at it this way. There are a handful of us on this network who are doing this. There are people not associated with this network who are syndicated by this network, like Tom Hartman, who are doing this. There's Peter Werby out of Detroit. There are a bunch of us who are doing this, and I'm not trying to be ungracious. I do appreciate the compliment, but it's difficult to take compliments if you understand what I'm saying.
Well, sure. It's hard when you're doing what you just think is the right thing to do, and then when you have people compliment you for doing what is just normal.
Well, that's true.
It doesn't
feel
right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Sure.
When people write to you after reading something on your blog and say, "Wow, Michelle, this is incredible." You'll probably sit there and go, "Well, all I'm doing is just trying to tell the truth."
It's
right?
True.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, you know what? My husband is active duty. He's in Iraq right now as we speak.
Oh my God.
And we are completely, absolutely against war.
Mm-hmm.
He's a doctor, and he does CCAT missions, which is critical care air transport.
Oh, wow.
And so he just flies into Iraq, picks people up back to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
This is his second time around doing it, and I mean, this thing affects me personally.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And
how's your husband holding up?
He's good. He's good. He's, you know, the thing I worry about most is his emotional health.
Yes.
But we're very blessed. We have a circle around us of people that support us, that feel the same way we do. There's a lot of active duty military that feel the same way we do. Lots. Don't be fooled, you know. There's,
well, your husband obviously is an officer. Is he lieutenant, captain, major?
Major.
Major, okay.
And but there's a lot of active duty military that feel the same way we do, and I think that's important because it's not just that the military is all gung-ho and all pro-George Bush, because it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
He's a criminal. He's not my commander-in-chief. I'm ex-Air Force, and I wouldn't salute him. I wouldn't.
Wow. Yeah, I hear you, Michelle. Listen, we're about to come up on a commercial. Our best to your husband, and please stay in touch, okay?
Oh, you bet. Thanks, Mike, for what you do.
Deepconfusion.blogspot.com?
That's me.
All right. Thanks, Michelle.
All right, thanks.
Take care. Take care. Check out our website. deepconfusion.blogspot.com. Kathy just tried and it's not, you can't get on now. That always happens. Alright, stick around. Obviously a break coming, and we'll be back and take your phone calls. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy.
America Radio.
Okay, the question before the court is this. Who exactly eliminated the middleman? All right, we'll come clean. GEICO is guilty as charged. Yes, we did away with him, and we'd do it again. After all, when GEICO gives you the same great service as the other guys, and could save you hundreds on your car insurance, getting rid of the middleman isn't really a crime. It's more of a public service.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about Amdro AntBlock. AntBlock keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro AntBlock around the foundation of your home. You see, AntBlock's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die. Even the queen. Amdro AntBlock. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. China wants the UN to reject mandatory sanctions and instead put to a vote a non-binding policy statement that would suggest that nations no longer deliver missile-related materials and technology to North Korea. It falls short of the sanctions Japan has called for in reaction to the series of missile tests launched recently by North Korea. China is concerned sanctions could collapse the North Korean regime, and that could result in millions of refugees flooding into China. But Western diplomats say the Chinese alternative is not strong enough. The 15 people hurt after a natural gas-fueled explosion brought down a New York City building included the building's owner, who is now also a suspect in that blast. New York Fire Commissioner Nicholas Scapetta says building owner Dr. Nicholas Bartha had written an email in which he reportedly discussed the possibility of suicide. Bartha was severely burned in the explosion and the fire that consumed the collapsed building. The injured included 10 New York City firefighters. Former Goldman Sachs CEO Henry Paulson was sworn in Monday as the new Secretary of the Treasury. His nomination sailed through the Senate, and President Bush called him supremely qualified and said he will continue the push to keep taxes low. Paulson succeeds John Snow at Treasury, who drew criticism from a number of Republicans who said he failed to sell the president's economic proposals and tout the administration's successes. Paulson begins work as the economy is facing a period of slowing growth, with soaring energy prices among the influences cutting into consumer spending. Two spacewalking astronauts were successful at repairing the International Space Station, but that doesn't mean it was easy.
We definitely knew it wasn't going to be a simple task, so there was challenges and there was concerns, but it turned out great.
Flight Director Rick LeBrode reports that astronauts Piers Sellers and Mike Fossum successfully fixed the mobile transport rail system, which is crucial for future assembly of the space station. The two men also had to cope with an emergency jetpack that nearly fell off Piers Sellers, but a tether line was used to keep him in place. Fossum and Sellers have one final spacewalk set for Wednesday, when they will test thermal repair techniques before finally returning to Earth next Monday. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
back, 7 past the hour. Just got an email from Gallen. Is that right? G-A-L-L-E-N. And it says, two French filmmakers who accompanied New York firefighters into the World Trade Center on 9/11 are threatening to sue the makers of Loose Change, claiming the movie infringes their copyright. Loose Change, one of the top downloads on Google Video and YouTube, is an 81-minute-long documentary crammed with TV news footage and still photographs, which allege that the 9/11 attacks were not the result of terrorism, but a series of cleverly executed events carried out by the Bush administration. Blah, 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 blah. It goes on. So, as my emailer writes, it may be that Google didn't have any choice except to remove this until the whatever copyright infringement charges are reconciled or dealt with. Thank you very much for sending that in, because I would hate to be left with the thought that it was just a move on the part of Google to take down the film based on some political threat. Okay, fair enough. Thank you. Thank you. Whoever sent that, thank you very much. Back to your phone calls. We had Jim Bob. Now we have Josh Bob. Josh Bob calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Josh Bob, welcome to the program.
Afraid so. How you doing, Molly?
I'm doing fine. Is your name really Josh Bob?
It's really Josh. My dad's name is Bob, though, so you can look on his birth certificate. It's there.
Yeah, right. I'll bet it is. All right.
I'm just saying, whatever happened to Minnesota Nice? You know, that guy actually was from Minnesota, so I've heard they're nice up there. Apparently not so much.
Probably not.
No, I'm just saying. So I guess I've got some just general perspective here on Madison. I'm actually not more than a couple feet from the actual Capitol. I can pee on it if I wanted to.
Oh, my.
But, well, I mean, right now, because as far as the politicians here go, we have a lot of really cool local folks. But, I mean, I'm still not real happy with our Democratic leadership on the whole. And I'm just astounded that Doyle would do something like this. I mean, as far as just the professor thing goes and just, you know, speaking out against that kind of thing.
Right, right.
Because you'd expect more from, you know, Wisconsin's supposed to be, you know, it's supposed to be a relatively blue state, but it is kind of half and half. And even though Madison is sort of, you know, liberalish itself, there's a lot of people who, you know, you really couldn't convince at a bar that, you know, 9/11 was something other than, you know, this horrible terrorist attack, you know, and
right,
I think that's
right.
Kind of what it comes down to. But for the most part, I think in Madison here, it's pretty much just old news. I mean, we knew the second that the election got stolen in 2000 that anything else this administration said would be a lie.
Sure.
I don't know how we would suddenly start saying, you know, well, okay, maybe we should give them that, the benefit of the doubt on that. And as far as your point with other hosts on Air America, too, like I've stopped listening to Al for the most part because he doesn't go far enough in certain things. And he gets up to a certain point, and then he'll just stop talking about it entirely. That's just not acceptable. And I figure, you know, if you want to stay on message and if you want to, you know, if you can say all these other things, but then if you refuse to take it that last step and actually convince people, I got to stop listening. I don't know, that means not half as cool as you are, but there's that.
Let me just expand on what you just said. I really don't think, I really don't think that a radio talk show host should try to convince anybody of anything. I think that a radio talk show host has an opinion, just like a non-radio talk show host, and I think that all topics should be on the table. If you're going to call yourself a radio talk show person, then, you know, I think most subjects should be on the table, maybe not eating worms, but most
right.
Valid subjects should be on the table. And just like in a university setting, not to compare talk radio to university settings, but in comparing talk radio to university settings, basically the same idea. Why should something not be discussed? I think a talk show host has a right to express his disbelief in an idea or belief. You know, the whole thing is just mystifying to me that the most profound event to hit this country in a long time on September 11th, which became the basis for the entire operation of this thuggish Bush crime family, and we're not supposed to talk about the possibilities that it was either allowed to happen. I'm not saying it one way or the other. I'm just saying the subject is open for debate. And as you point out, anything after December 12th, 2000, anything that comes from the Bush administration, in my opinion, is an utter, absolute lie.
Well, then also, it's all basically out in the open. I guess Michelle was saying earlier about how there's all this deception and all these lies, but from what I've seen, it's all right out in the open, and I'm wondering what it's going to take and exactly what Bush has to do and how many babies he needs to eat before someone actually pays attention to him and says, oh, by the way, they're destroying the country. Because it's all right out there. I mean, it's not even being obfuscated anymore. It's all just pretty much out there. We stole the election, ha-ha. You know, 9/11 happened. We're not telling you anything about it, and we're not even having, you know, legitimate investigations on that, and people just putting up with it. And I'm not entirely sure why that is, but it's sickening. I mean, I've got friends who are, you know, leaving. My little sister was actually a medic in the Army, and she just moved to Spain a little bit ago. And she figured if she gets called back into Iraq, I mean, she wasn't in Iraq yet, but it was only a matter of time before she went. So she's actually going off and living her life while she can now before, you know, we get into another war with Iran or wherever else, because it's going to happen. I mean, I pretty much knew as soon as Bush was put into office, was installed into office, yeah, we're going to war. I mean, my very Democratic family had been, you know, voting Democratic forever, and I was the only one of them that said, yeah, we're going to war. So my little sister signed up, you know, during the end of the Clinton administration, and I told her, just do not sign up because you're going to go to war. We knew, at least I knew, that we would be in war within, you know, 6 months of Bush getting installed. So I'm amazed, and I'm just not sure what it's going to take to get rid of this administration. And we still don't even have legitimate voting, you know, counting and, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I got nothing. I have no idea where to go with that. But we haven't achieved a whole lot in 6 years, almost 6 years, and I don't really see where we're going to go. Because, I mean, if people in Madison have, you know, Katrina burnout, essentially, about the whole, you know, illegitimacy of this presidency, I don't really know how we can deal with that. I mean, that's what a liberal city like Madison is saying, that I'm, you know, tired of telling people this and they won't listen. I don't know how the rest of the country is going to be able to bounce back from that.
Well, that's the thing that has me disturbed, whether it's Madison, Wisconsin, or enclaves of liberals, of progressives, people who still are able to think and use logic and not, you know, plotting and planning for the rapture and all this other bat crap.
Right.
You know, I don't understand. I agree with you. I try to keep a positive attitude. I especially try to keep a positive attitude because I have a 2-year-old daughter.
All right, of course.
But it's getting harder and harder, and I understand what you're saying. Josh, thanks for checking in, pal.
Always a pleasure.
All right, take care. Appreciate it. Warren is calling from Georgia. Warren, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine,
Mike,
sir.
I've been trying to get a dialogue with you because I just think that you guys just don't have the knowledge or the tact as to getting the conservative. Bush is already in office. You have to drive the conservative out of office. And I think you guys are playing around the edges, but you're not really digging into the meat of the potatoes to get them out of office.
Now, wait a minute. Don't just run on now. Let me question what you're saying. What do you mean? I mean, what is it you expect me? Let's keep it personal. What do you expect me to do?
Well, I expect you to say some things that really will get the conservative thinking, such as 85%.
No, wait, Warren. There is no way you can make a conservative think. Conservatives don't listen to me. Well, they may listen to the program, but they're too cowardly to enter into dialogue. There's nothing I can say. There's absolutely nothing I can say to make a conservative think. I can say things to piss them off. I can say things to provoke them, but I can't make a conservative think. Are you kidding?
Well, see, right now, conservatives feel that, and I think Clinton said is real proper, that they're the ones that should be in power at all times. In fact, it goes back to this is a white man's country, and whatever it takes to keep it that way, that's what they're going to do, including blowing up the two towers.
Okay, wait a second, Warren. I got to do some commercials. Stay there. I'll come back to you right after the break. Just hold on. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Captain said, excuse me, ma'am, the species has amused itself to death.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance that are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-728-0036. That's 1-800-728-0036.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-728-0036.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Stretch to the point of no turning back.
21 past the hour. Back to Warren, who's called in from Georgia. All right, Warren, I forget where we left off, but you're putting too heavy a burden on people who speak out against the Bush crime family. If conservatives can't see that the Bush administration it has corrupted and destroyed the whole idea of conservatism and is corrupting and destroying this country, then these so-called conservatives are not going to get any support or advice or tactics from me or anyone like me. You know, they're stupid, and then they're totally stupid. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I can understand that, but you're not really trying to get the conservatives. You're trying to get those that are neutral and looking for the right way to go, but they vote for conservative because conservatives, they usually can express the morals issues that people like to hear, but actually, you take like 85.
No, wait. Hold on. I completely disagree. I've never heard, in the past 10 years, I have not heard a conservative express any moral issue. I have heard them mouth moral platitudes, but they don't make any sense.
Well, that's probably so.
Well, as far as a moral issue, I'll tell you a moral issue. A moral issue is not letting what happened in New Orleans happen. A moral issue is taking care of poor folks in this country. A moral issue is not instigating war against a country that can't even defend its damn self, much less have any reason for invading that country. A moral issue, you see, it just goes on and on and on. Conservatives do not articulate moral issues. What they talk about is stopping the queers from getting married. What they talk about is denying a woman the right to privacy in case she needs to choose an abortion at a certain time in her life. This is the kind of crap, garbage, slum, and scum that conservatives put out there. Now, let me tell you something, Warren. If somebody wants to buy into that story and accept that as the way that what's going to make them influence their vote, there is not a damn thing I could do or would even try to do. I cannot stand stupid. I can't stand it. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to work to change it. I just want to put as much distance between me and stupid as possible, especially when stupid is killing me and killing my child's future. You understand what I'm saying?
I can understand what you're saying.
Okay, so you're bitching me out. You're bitching me out and getting on my case. What are you doing? Wait a minute. Well, Warren, what do you do? I mean, do you articulate all this stuff when you come up against a conservative?
Certainly I do.
You do. You go to your church and you tell those folks in your church who think you're out there on the fringe, no, you're wrong. Do you?
Well, I check out what the Bible says about liberals, and liberals are not those people that do atrocious things. So if the liberals are not doing the atrocious things, then it has to be the conservatives that are doing the atrocious things.
But Warren, that's not my point. My point is, do you step out and tell people, and I say your church because I don't know what kind of functions or organizations you belong to, but if you go to church, do you go up to a preacher or a deacon who's telling you something like this? It's against God's will for gay folk to have relationships. You step up and say that's
nonsense.
Well,
if I'm a Bible believer, I should believe that.
Say it again.
If I'm a Bible believer, I believe that.
So are you? Do you believe it? You believe in that kind of bigotry and prejudice?
It's not bigotry.
Okay, that's enough. Warren,
the Bible
Warren,
not bigotry.
Warren, I got to go. Thanks. I appreciate you checking in. You take care. Ira is calling from New Jersey. Ira, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Mike.
Hey.
Thanks for taking the call. Great show, as usual.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, I mentioned to your screener, it looks like one of their tactics, when I say they, you know, the Bush neocons leading up to November is going to be a series. We've already seen a couple of them. These guys supposedly rounded up in Florida who are going to wreak havoc with the Sears Tower, and the latest thing over the weekend with the Path Tunnel or the Holland Tunnel in New York City. So it's just they've nipped quote terror plots in the bud. You know?
Yeah, right.
And it's really just propaganda, and I assume we'll see more of that. Today, however, something a little different in New York City. I don't know what the truth is. I work in the city, and about mid morning, somewhere mid morning, somewhere between 9:45 to 10:11. There was an explosion on the Upper East Side, 65th or something in Madison. It turned out to be a townhouse or a group of townhouses where allegedly a doctor
tried to commit suicide or something.
In the middle of a bad divorce, tried to kill himself. Maybe a few other people. It's hard to say. However, what was puzzling, the explosion supposedly occurred on the second floor of the building. And the story came out, it was like it was all solved very quickly. I mean, how can you solve something like that so quickly when the thing has just occurred? You know, it usually takes at least hours, if not a day, before.
So what's your point, Ira?
Well,
hold on. I got a break. Think about your point, because I want you to tell me what your point is when we come back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Ignorance is on tour. Looking sailors and more. The days that Hitler painted a picture's patriotic record. You raise a flag on a land snatch on board Eagle's floor. That sends a symbol on your currency to finance your war. I'm saying no. Not in my name. Not in my life. Not for my hands. That in my fight. Not in my name. You wage a war against terrorists and violence. And try to wave your guns to bear a sword in the silence. No. Not in my name. Not in my life. Not for my hands, that ain't my fight.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Looking for a reason to try online dating? Match.com has 15 million of them, with our 15 million members. And now, here's one more.
You do want to make a good first impression. You do want to step up and put your best foot forward.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. We'll show you who. He'll show you how. So come see what Match.com can do for you. Match.com, the number one site for love.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour, back to Ira in New Jersey.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, now where were we about
talking this? About that explosion in New York City.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, I saw on the net one possibility. I'm not saying it's true. Supposedly, not that far from where this explosion occurred, there was a diversion of thousands, maybe even millions of pounds of sterling out of this country to buy supposed British and or Israeli agents. I don't know if this is true. This is what I read on a fairly reputable site. Again, I'm sure more will come out on the story in the next couple of days, but what's puzzling, you don't reach a conclusion like this very quickly. It's almost analogous to 9/11, you know, like an hour and a half after the event, before the smoke had stopped rising and falling at the towers and at the Pentagon, Bin Laden was declared guilty. It's almost like that, you know, mm-hmm. the conclusion that fast. So I don't know exactly if what I read on this one side is true. It could be a possibility. But I just don't think. I just think there's a little something more to it than.
Well, if something does develop, let us know. You know,
yeah.
there's only so much that that I can check out, and obviously this has got your attention. So
yeah. Just one more thing, Mike.
Sure.
You do a great job on 9/11. You really do. If other people on the network, Randy Rhodes, Sam Cedar, did half of what you do, a lot more people would be in the know because not everybody's listening at this time.
Well, again, all I have are questions and refusal, an absolute refusal to buy the official story that comes from the Bush crime family and the official conclusion from this fake-ass commission that was put together to verify the official story. So that's all I've got. I mean, you know, I don't have the expertise or the knowledge. I can't speak authoritatively on the physics of these buildings coming down. I can't speak authoritatively on all sorts of interagency clandestine horse crap that goes on between the CIA and the NSA and the FBI. But
yeah.
I'll tell you what, I know a skunk when I smell one, okay?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it gets down to. Ira, I gotta leave it there. Thank you, pal. I appreciate you checking in. You take care. And I think most people know a skunk when they smell. A lot of people say, no, that's not a skunk, that's perfume. Oh, okay. Ken is calling from Long Island. Ken, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine.
Good, good, good. I was going to call you a hero, but you don't like that. So
No, I'm on talk show host.
But I wanted to say hello to Kevin Barrett. He may be listening to you. You're a bit of a, you know, there. You've got some fans in the community.
Well, we're on in Madison. You know? Yeah, we're on in Madison. I do know that.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to congratulate him, man. That's great to hear. And Michelle was really cool. I want to check out her website when it comes back up. I think you crashed it.
Yeah, I think we did.
But, you know, it's getting pretty easy to tell who's fallen down on the side of truth and who's fallen down on the side of not truth, you know? It's like you're either for the truth or you're against the truth, you know? I mean, it's pretty... I mean, Coes and, I mean, all these people, it's like you say, it's not a matter of you know, knowing what the story is. It's a matter of, you know, being able to ask the questions to find out, you know? And
right,
when people
right.
shut you down, it's you know, like Bush himself said, we will not tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories and take the blame from the true terrorists. Yeah, right.
Well,
oh,
you know, I also think that there's another element beyond just questioning. Yeah, we're all entitled to our questions, but when people get out there and actually do some research and then present the research, whether it's in the form of scientific, of physical, the science of physics on how buildings collapse, or if it's a thermodynamic, or not thermodynamics, but thermal properties of structural collapse, whatever it is, or someone who puts together a film, or someone who comes up with a theory, no matter how harebrained it may sound, to say we're not going to listen to this theory or view that video or consider that bit of physical science where it concerns 9/11.
People.
Yeah, you know, that's just makes no
unbelievable,
sense.
You know. There's a good movie out there that I saw. It's called Who Killed John O'Neill? Have you seen that yet?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God. It's the story of my life. It's unbelievable.
Really?
It's definitely worth seeing before they pull it.
Yeah. All right, Ken, thanks. Let me move on. I appreciate you checking
in. Thanks, Mike.
All right, you have a nice evening. Bobby is calling from Tucson. Bobby, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, thanks for holding on.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, as for the 9/11 lease change,
yeah.
We just moved to Tucson from Missouri, and we had ordered that before we ever came.
Uh-huh.
And the thing says, please make copies and distribute. So we did.
Right.
We distributed a bunch in Missouri before we moved.
Good for you. That's a good thing to do, I think.
Yeah.
I really do.
And that one guy was saying, you know, he was laying it all on you. It's up to all of us to reach out to all the Republicans around us and explain to them what's going on and make them open their eyes. It's not just up to you. I mean,
right.
I personally have to get you on my computer,
mm-hmm.
You know, because Air America is just not out there in a lot of places. They keep saying it's a liberal-controlled media, but it's not.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. I wish it were. We wouldn't be in the mess that we're in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Gosh, there was a lot I wanted to say.
Well, that's all right. Take your time. I do believe that everybody has a responsibility. Just like the caller, I think his name was Warren. When I asked him, well, you know, how do you approach the issue, say in your church about discrimination against gay folk, who, and you see right away he falls back. Well, the Bible says. Well, it's time for me to move on.
Right.
It's just time for me to move on. I just don't want to hear it. I just don't want to hear it. Because there's a man whose mind is closed, and he's expecting somebody else to open up his mind. Sorry,
right.
Can't be done.
I agree fully.
Yeah.
And like he was talking about the rigged elections and all earlier, I would just like to get a commitment from my fellow liberals that we will not accept a fourth rigged election.
I'd like to hear that commitment, too.
I would like to hear the words civil war be spoken more often.
Well, I don't want that to happen, but I want to hear the words no concession, no conceding elections. If there is question and any election that is handled by Diebold or IS or ESS or any of these voting machines without a paper trail, there is question. Any
right.
election that has questions, then break open the ballot box or the computer or whatever the hell it is and count each individual vote. And if the vote can't be counted individually, then get rid of whatever system it is that is being used to make those votes, because you can be damn sure it's a fraud. And,
right.
and that's my bottom line on this. It's going to be hell. I think Kathy and I are going to vote this year using absentee ballots, because this is Georgia, and every
yeah.
single precinct in Georgia is handled by Diebold machines. Every single vote in Georgia.
I think it's interesting how the all the Diebold ATMs have no problem giving a paper trail,
well,
but they
yes.
just can't do that for the voting machine.
Well, that's because when you take money out of your account, they're not trying to steal anything. When you vote on a Diebold machine, they're definitely trying to steal something.
Exactly.
And they've been very successful. Bobby, let me move on. Thank you.
Okay, thank
all right,
you.
Appreciate you checking in. Take care. Hope to hear from you again. Larry is calling from Phoenix. Hey, Larry, welcome to the program. Larry? All right, well, I guess Larry's gone. Philip is calling from San Diego. Philip, welcome to the program.
Apparently Larry dropped off. Listen, Mike, I disagree with the callers about having to educate the conservatives out there. The information is out there for them, and quite frankly, anybody that's really a conservative, a real conservative Republican, has left the Republican Party now. What you got left is bigots, homophobes, Christian Taliban members. That's all you got left, and you can't convince them. And people here on your program, when they call in, they just don't shut up. They don't let you get a word in edgewise. That's how you're supposed to convince them.
Well, exactly. And I don't believe in convincing people anyway. I believe in having a free-flowing exchange of ideas and information. People have to make their own decisions. Once you make the decision, hey, it's your decision. Stay with it, you know, even if it means it's going to kill you.
And the only way to learn is to listen. Now, going to Josh Bob at the beginning of this hour with his question, now, what do we do? What do we do? Here we are getting another example with the Mexico vote fraud that's over there. 100,000 people in Mexico City came out right away to protest over that. That's what I'd like to see in November. I don't want to see us, you know, wringing our hands and saying, oh, well, maybe next time.
Yeah, November,
let's get out on the street, you know. It doesn't mean we have to do it in a civil war way, but numbers of people out in the street will make the difference, and we've seen this in Mexico. We saw it with the immigration protest here in Southern California. We're seeing it now with this election fraud,
not only
across the border in Mexico, but here in San Diego, as well as Los Angeles. There are protests planned as well over there.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, Philip, I got to leave you there. Thanks, pal. I appreciate you checking in. That's a good idea. If we could just put the same, relatively speaking, number of people in the streets of America as the Mexicans have put in the streets, oh, what a difference.
Time to wake up. Enough is enough is enough is enough. Open your eyes. Time to wake up. Enough is enough.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance that are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-728-0036. That's 1-800-728-0036.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-728-0036.
We'll be right back.
Nobody can threaten this country. Oh, they may be able to bomb a building.
Oh, my daddy, he once told me, son, you be hardworking man. My mama, she once
10 before the hour, thanks to our engineers in New York tonight, Justin Yuen and Andrew Dunn. David Weissman answered your calls. Also, thanks to Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, Ben Birch, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, Catherine Bayes, our executive producer. Okay, back to your phone calls. Mark is calling from Pleasanton, California. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I really do appreciate the energy with which you drive the fronting of the argument about 9/11 as an inside job. I think that really is wonderful that you're doing this. What I don't understand is how is it that the American people are so stupid that they can't see it? I mean, whoever planned this had their pulse on the, had their finger on the American pulse. I mean, what if it was like, what if 9/11 had occurred instead on August 13th or November 29th? Or October 15th. Can you imagine a Remember the Alamo rallying call that would, like, remember 8/19?
Yeah.
9/11 has, yeah, 9/11 has a distinctly American ring to it. Yeah. And whoever understood that we're driven by sound bites. Can American people see this?
Well, I wonder if the German people in the 30s, when the Reichstag fire occurred, if it ever occurred to them, hey, maybe Hitler's brown shirts caused this fire, so that they would have their reason to consolidate power and to take over the country. I just wonder if that occurred.
Well, I mean, from your perspective, are the American people truly that stupid, or are we just the people who need to be led?
We're ignorant. We are the most politically ignorant, in my opinion, the most politically ignorant collection of citizens in any given country ever to be governed by a bunch of nuts and murderers and zombies. We make it almost almost a mark of American citizenship to be utterly ignorant, not only of how our system works, but how our system can be corrupted. So I don't think it's necessarily stupidity, although it may be. Stupidity is terminal. Ignorance is still correctable. I think it's willful ignorance, which may be worse than stupidity. I don't know anymore. I really don't, Mark.
Well, I do congratulate you on fronting this movement, and I hope that others will catch on.
All right, well, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. Take care. What is this? Email says, since when has Sam Cedar said you can't talk about 9/11? He's probably one of the best hosts on AAR. Heck, you even love the guy. Who in the hell said Sam Cedar won't talk? I didn't say that.
No, I think a caller alluded that most of the hosts on Air America won't talk about it. I don't know that that's true. That's something I believe a caller said. I mean, I know that I've heard Randy discuss it. I've heard Sam discuss it. Heard Springer express doubt about it.
You have?
Yeah, once. And Rachel Maddow and Mark Riley. So I'm really not sure. I mean, I think what is true probably is that you are willing to go more in depth with the topic and the subject than just about anybody else I've heard on the radio. You're willing to bring it up more.
You mean on Air America? I don't go into it at all, Kathy. I mean, there are programs on various, not this network, that this is the focal point and will continue to be the focal point until some sort of truth emerges. But I don't get into it that much.
I meant on Air America. I believe that you probably give it more airtime than... this network than most shows. But no, of course Sam Cedar's talked about it. I think everybody has to some degree.
Well, if you don't mind my respectfully disagreeing with the entirety of your statement.
To some degree. Even if they just came on and said... I'm not going there.
Okay. Wow. You should be a politician. Email here from James in Kenosha, Wisconsin, regarding the Tony Snow clips. Mike, the clips just played of Tony Snow in action are truly frightening. The press conference had the tone of a high school homeroom gone out of control. My apologies to all your high school audience members. This is the sound of the adults running this country. Based on this exchange, is there any reason that anyone in this country of voting age or approaching it should have any respect for this administration and, by default, respect for the political infrastructure that lays claim to our lives? My God, it gets more depressing with each passing day. James in Kenosha. I think what James is referring to, the laughter when sometimes it seems like the only serious questioner for these daily White House press briefings is Helen Thomas. I realize that there are other reporters who have made an effort and have made repeated efforts in any given press conference to get one of these lying thugs to at least allow truth into the room, much less stand up there and actually tell the truth. But so I'm not a blanket indictment completely of every single member of the White House press corps. But I think the only member of that press corps, syndicated columnist Helen Thomas, is the only one who consistently demands, she never gets what she demands, but demands the truth and demands that these White House press secretaries actually answer her question. And they won't do it. And the rest of these thugs can laugh and guffaw and hoot and holler when Helen gets pounded on the head again. But my opinion is 90% of the people in that press room have about 10% of the integrity and the journalistic astuteness of Helen Thomas.
I think the one that was laughing was less consoling, and I think he's about, you know, two fries short of a happy meal himself.
Yeah. Thanks for participating in the program tonight. If I left you on hold, I apologize. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Watch your back. Take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
And then God said,
"Let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it."
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
Okay, the question before the court is this. Who exactly eliminated the middleman? All right, we'll come clean. GEICO is guilty as charged. Yes, we did away with him, and we do it again. After all, when GEICO gives you the same great service as the other guys and could save you hundreds on your car insurance, getting rid of the middleman isn't really a crime. It's more of a public service.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.